Tantor Audio presents Spark by Bridget Kemmerer. Narrated by Graham Halstead. Chapter 1. Gabriel Merrick stared at the dead leaf in his palm and willed it to burn. It refused. He had a lighter in his pocket, but that always felt like cheating. He should be able to call flame to something this dry. The damn thing had been stuck in the corner of his window screen since last winter, but the leaf only seemed interested in flaking onto his trigonometry textbook. He was seriously ready to take the lighter to that. A knock sounded on his bedroom wall. "Black," he called. Nikki always slept late, always knocked on his wall to ask what color he was wearing. If he didn't, they ended up dressing alike. Gabriel looked back at the leaf, and it was just that, a dead leaf. No hint of power. Behind the drywall, electricity sang to him. In the lamp on his desk, he could sense the burning filament. Even the weak threads of sunlight that managed to burn through the clouds left some trace of his element. If the power was there, Gabriel could speak to it, ask it to bend to his will. If the power wasn't, he had nothing. His door swung open. Nick stood there in a green hoodie and a pair of khaki cargo shorts. A girl on the cheer squad had once asked Gabriel if having a twin was like looking in a mirror all the time. He'd asked her if being a cheerleader was like being an idiot all the time. But really, it was a good question. He and Nick shared the same dark hair, the same blue eyes, the same few freckles across their cheekbones. Right now, Nick leaned on a crutch, a knee brace strapped around his left leg, evidence of the only thing they didn't share, a formerly broken leg. Gabriel glanced away from that. "Hey, what are you doing?" Gabriel flicked the leaf into the wastebasket beneath his desk. "Nothing. You ready for school?" "Is that your trig book?" "Yeah, just making sure I told you the right assignment." Gabriel always attempted his math homework, and then handed it over for Nick to do it right. Math had turned into a foreign language somewhere around fifth grade. Then, Gabriel had struggled through managing C's when his twin brought home A's. But in seventh grade, when their parents died, he'd come close to failing. Nick started covering for him, and he'd been doing it ever since. Not like it was a big challenge. Math came to Nick like breathing. He was in second-year calculus, earning college credit. Gabriel was stuck in trigonometry with juniors. He was pretty friggin' sick of it. Gabriel flipped the book closed and shoved it into his backpack. His eyes fell on that knee brace again. 2 days ago, his twin's leg had been broken in three places. "You're not gonna make me carry your crap all day, are you?" His voice came out sharp, nowhere near the light ribbing he'd intended. Nick took it in stride, as usual. "Not if you're going to cry about it." He turned toward the stairs, his voice rising to a mocking falsetto. "I'm the school sports hero, but I can't possibly carry a few extra books." "Keep it up," Gabriel called, slinging the backpack over his shoulder to follow his brother. "I'll push you down the stairs." But he hesitated in the doorway, listening to Nick's hitching steps as he descended the staircase, the creak of the banister as it supported his weight. Gabriel knew he should help. He should probably be taking the place of that crutch. That's what Nick would do for him. But he couldn't force himself through the doorway. That broken leg had been his fault. Thank God Nick could pull power from the air, an element in abundance. He probably wouldn't even need the brace by the end of the week. And then Gabriel wouldn't need to stare at the evidence of his own poor judgment. He and his brothers had always been targeted for their elemental abilities. Being pure elementals, they should have been put to death as soon as they came into their powers. Luckily, their parents had struck a deal with the weaker elementals in town. A deal that had led to their parents' deaths. Their oldest brother, Michael, had been able to keep the deal in place until a few weeks ago.